Let's go talk to Brian, and it's great to have you on the Ask the Builder Show. Brian, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Tim. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I've got a sloping lot coming in towards the back of the house, and I went out and searched on AskTheBuilder.com for French drain and found my solution there. And I had a couple of questions for you.
Sure, go right ahead.
The implementation of the French drain. This French drain is in clay soil. It's going to be 4 feet deep. And I'm thinking about, Tim, using sand instead of one-inch washed gravel.
And why would you do that?
It's easier to get it into where I'm installing the drain.
I would not do that. I mean, it's just not acceptable media form for me. And the reason why is, first of all, the sand could end up clogging the holes in the perforated pipe.
Okay.
And number two, the rate of water flow through the sand is not as fast as through a coarser, rounded gravel.
Okay.
And I mean, is there any way that you can hire? I mean, is it just strictly the labor issue of trying to get the material to the trench, because it's hard to get it there?
It's hard to get it there, and it's dropped down inside. It's the 4 foot trench is actually inside a wider 2 foot trench.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean, and you don't want to have a lot of waste there.
No, it's very challenging to get anything down in there. But
okay, well, so here's how I would do that. I would. There's got to be some strong young high school kids that are nearby you or advertised to the local high school.
Right.
And the thing to do is to actually get a group of them there. You know, I know this sounds crazy, like four or five,
right?
Because then you can use the Cialdini theory of social proof. To keep him working hard, because if you just have one kid there,
right.
Mentally he's going to go nuts, you know.
Go with the competition.
Yeah, and so, and then devise some type of like chute, like made out of plywood,
right?
You know, some method that you can, you know, actually, even if you're just bringing up half bucket loads, like, or even quarter bucket loads of you know, 5 gallon buckets. You know, like an old-fashioned bucket brigade, like for putting fires out.
Right.
So that when you dump the bucket into this hopper or into this chute or whatever, it delivers that stone right to the narrow trench that I've told you to dig.
Right.
And I know it sounds crazy. And like, what about, are you telling me you can't get even one of those mini, have you seen those miniature track loaders? I mean, they are so narrow, only 3 foot or 30 inches.
Like a log behind?
Absolutely.
Right.
In other words, you can go to a tool rental place,
right,
and they've got the little scoop buckets on them. And
right.
I mean, you actually walk behind it, or you just kind of stand on it. I'm not talking about one of these big 6 foot wide bobcats.
No, I've seen them. I know what you're
saying. Oh, man, that sounds like that's the perfect tool for this. I mean, you know, you just make repeated trips right to that location and then use that tool to dump the stone into this hopper. See what I mean?
Okay.
How's that?
That sounds great.
All right, well, I'd love to see photos of that in action. And I'd be honored to post them on the website.
Yeah, I'll be glad to send you some. I've been taking some all along.
But, boy, wouldn't that be neat to see that little tool in use.
Yeah.
All right, anything else?
Yeah, the pipe you've recommended, and I've heard you talk before and read on the website as well, big believer in the PVC. Help me understand that.
Well, it just, I like the, you know, the lighter, it's not Schedule 40, don't get me wrong, but it's the white 4-inch pipe. I don't care if it's pink, blue, green, I don't care what the color is,
right,
but it's got those rows of holes drilled in it. I'm just not a big fan of that black corrugated pipe. It seems to crush a lot easier than stiffer white pipe, and when it crushes, it doesn't spring back. You know, it's a lot harder to crush that white pipe.
Then your drain fails.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And don't forget, the holes point down, not up.
Yep.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Please send me the photos. I'd love to see them.
I'll do it.
All right, Brian.